Let me pull up the agenda. Things we have for tonight.
Yes, we have the resolutions.
Tonight's our workshop meeting, but we do have a couple resolutions. All right, first one up, we need to schedule a public hearing to override the tax cap.
Make a motion.
For November 4th at 6:30.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Jared, second.
I'll second.
Second by Brian, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion is carried. The highway superintendent wishes to rehire Justin Menelaus as a temporary MEO. There is no start date. Sean will work with Justin and Kirsten on that. He did pass his background check, his pre-employment screening. So can I have a motion?
Motion.
I'll second.
Motion by JR, second by Brian, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. This is at the hourly rate of $27.25 per the union contract. I think yesterday we got a quote to do some deep cleaning at the senior center for a total of $4,854.84. We do have money in a separate account for the senior center to pay for this all at once. So I think we should just get it done without affecting the budget.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Jared, second.
Yeah, I'll go with it.
I'm just trying to put
something. Second.
Second by Brian, all in favor?
Aye.
Jared, you want a second a little bit over?
Yeah, we can.
Yep.
Big portion was the floors.
Right.
Good.
And
the chairs. I think the chairs is $2,000, front and back.
And that's going to cover everything. So.
Yep, that was the windows, the floors, the chairs.
The kitchen too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, bathroom floors.
Mm-hmm. So, and with the cash available to do this,
yeah.
Instead of adding it to next year's budget. All right, you good? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion's carried. And that is everything I have for the... No, the senior citizen one we have to do. The county's doing it in December, so we'll do that. But we did receive a proposal from the county as to what they're going to do for the senior center and disability tax breaks or income limits for next year. So we'll act on that in either November or December.
The contract?
Nope, it's the normal
guideline.
The senior exemption?
Exemptions for the senior disability.
Attach the income scale.
Yeah.
I think 37 was the max or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, Audrey usually gives you that, right?
Yep. We just received it from the county today, so I gave it to Audrey to review. We'll come up with something for the town. The budget we've been working on. One thing that we did not address last night was the town clerk did make a recommendation or request to the board for a 6%, and we did say that we would revisit it. I had it written down in my notes, and I forgot. So what does the board feel about that?
Does that make the 2 months equal?
No. No.
I have no problem with that. I believe, as I will continue to describe it, as the central nervous system of the town, which takes care of town hall. We don't have to deal with any of the building issues. So she goes above and beyond what a normal town clerk does.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
So I have no problem making a motion to give 6% to the town clerk.
Motion by Jared. Have a second?
Yeah. I'll second that.
Second by Brian, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion's carried for that. It's page 23.
Oh.
Anything else on the budget? Again, we've...
Touching on the cemetery bucket quote.
Yeah.
I have Jack calling the company that we got the weight box and the forks from.
Yep.
He said it would be considerably cheaper. He says it's off brand, but I said, I don't care. We don't need a Kubota bucket.
Right. And talking to Mark today, I guess this bucket's specifically for cemetery. It doesn't have the
It allows them to square the hole off.
Yeah, and it's exactly the same size as a casket, 3 foot, without the belly in the back of it. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I get it. It would be a useful piece of equipment for him to have, but at that price tag?
Yeah, it's not worth it. No, that's why I told Jack.
Is there a reason why we can't get a faceplate, a mounting plate, and then have Jack or somebody customize a bucket for us?
I'm sure.
Because a faceplate, those are... You know, you can get those very cheap.
But we still have to have the bucket with the teeth. It's what happens is after it digs out the center and everything and he starts doing the sides, the teeth are pulling more dirt into the hole and making the grave bigger than it needs to be. So he would like to be able to switch buckets to a flat bucket when he gets to that point.
Simon.
We talked about including the two full-time elected officials in with our chart. I think what Kirsten and I worked on it for quite a bit today, we came up with, we're going to slot them somewhere between 10 and 8, somewhere in that area, but at a flat rate of an additional $520 each, that'll be added to their base salary.
By their anniversary.
Which is the first of the year, because that's when they take over as elected officials. That sound like a common ground for everybody?
Instead of a single.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the figure I threw around yesterday was 600, was just a number that popped in my head. Because George, I believe George is, it's either 562 or 582, and George should be the highest paid. Well, the ambulance administrator should be the highest paid. He's got the absolute most responsibility. So, you know, we thought that $520 additional per year for the elected officials would include him in the step chart. And then as we progress through the years, we'll have to, you know, probably next year, since we added years 10 through 20, or 11 through 20, we're going to have to slot them in their respective spots.
Right.
Because right now they're not. They're going to get a step, but they're not actually getting the hourly rate that's here in black and white. That make sense?
Yes. What's good is moving forward, once we start using that chart, it helps reset the pay. It
sure does.
For an inexperienced person coming in.
Yep. I apologize.
Yeah, that's fine.
As far as that, everybody got the email from Kirsten today. Again, we did some more work. We didn't save this. This is just what we came with after a discussion with the board yesterday to go at minimum to the whatever the tax cap was that the state allows us to go this year, which is 2.52%. And in doing so, for general, that would have us using $465,757 in fund balance. General outside of village, we're going to leave at $180,000. Highway townwide, it's going to remain at $6,000. And highway outside of village is $100,000. So we increased the general $20,000. That brings us under the tax cap at $19,243. So it looks like a 2.52% increase in the village, and outside the village, and 6.01% in the village. So that's not what is here. We'll show you guys these. Again, all we did was used an additional $20,000 of fund balance, which took quite a bit of finessing, because if we did it outside the village, then we had negative numbers here, and it just wasn't working out. So tomorrow, obviously Kirsten's not here tonight. Tomorrow I'll come back, work with her. We'll finalize this a little bit, send it to everybody before the meeting, this way you have ample time to look over it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is where we want to get to as a board. I mean, my opinion, we're using $750,757 in fund balance this year, which is a little more than I would like to. But at the same time, there's not a lot of area in this budget to make any cuts. Everything we have in this budget is essential.
I think so. I don't think there's anything unessential that we approved or there's in this budget.
When we say there's no fluff, there's no fluff. It's the fund balance that we have, that we could possibly have at the end of this year, is enough for 4 months of operation, as well as we are, eventually we're going to have to do a reval, and we'll have the cash on hand to pay for that when the time comes, which I think is a smart move on the board. No. So any other budget or anything else to talk about tonight? Joe, you got anything?
A couple things. One thing I'm curious about is that last night the county approved some chargebacks to each town. You know, they charge back certain things. Well, they charge back to the town of Casco $36,000. And do you know what that $36,000 is?
I have not seen that yet, no.
It's a... I don't know what it is. That's why I'm asking the question.
Taxes that they collected, maybe?
Everybody else chargebacks were, you know, reasonable. They're usually, you know, election issues or assessment, some assessment issues or something. But it was $36,000. So I don't, you know, I don't know why that big amount would be charged back to the town of Casco. Unless it's an assessor issue or something like that.
And that was just passed last night?
It was a resolution passed last night.
How much was the roughly? $36,000?
I said $36,000. That's a big number.
That's more than election related expenses.
Well, I know, and that's the reason why I asked. Because they usually charge you back for the use of election material things like that, you know, which is normal.
They stopped the Carlin College chargebacks a few years ago.
Yeah. And
so I was just curious as to what that was, but that chargeback goes against your budget, you know, that's the issue. So I just wanted you to know that. I'm sure I read it right, $36,000. If you look at if you go on the county website tonight and look at the resolutions, you'll see it. You should see it there.
We did not get a correspondence regarding that, right, Liz?
I don't think they did a correspondence.
I don't.
We will.
You will get it. You will get it as soon as they pass it. But I don't know if it has anything to do with the collection of taxes by the tax collector or whatever it is. It's a chargeback for something. And initially it is.
Well, thanks for that.
Yeah, I mean, it would be a big surprise if you see a number that big. They're supposed to collect your outstanding, you know, when you condemn property and you have to go in and that they give back to you if you send that in to them, you know, at the end of the year. If you haven't collected it, they pay it. But, and they pay back taxes, but in your case, you don't have back taxes because you collect your full tax warrant before you give any money to the county. So you don't have any uncollected taxes. So I just wanted to be aware of that.
I'll look into that tomorrow.
I thought it was $36,000. I should have brought it.
That's a high number. We'll look into it.
Yeah. Yeah, you wouldn't know until you got the letter.
Yeah. And they YouTube their meeting, so maybe tomorrow I'll just sit there and...
Well, you just look at the resolution. You just go right to the website and look at the resolution.
Yeah, what's that under? I'm looking...
So it's resolution 315-25.
Does it say 36,000?
It's not... it's only the resolution, not what each town is being charged for.
It should show it.
It does not.
Try last night, because last night at the Finance Committee meeting, you would see the resolution should be there.
Not on their agenda. It wasn't included on... The guts of the resolution were not included on the agenda. Just the resolution itself.
Right.
They have 23 resolutions this last night to pass.
Anything else, Joe?
Yes. That October 20th meeting that you're going to have, may have, quote, with the supervisors about the ambulance service.
What October 20th meeting?
It's in the paper tonight. They want to schedule a meeting October 20th for to iron out, to, quote, iron out the issues related to the appropriating monies for this countywide ambulance service.
No clue.
It's weird because they also have the meeting Leeds that night.
Right, from 6 to 7, there's a meeting at the Inn at Leeds.
About the sidewalks.
It says October 20th, they want to schedule a meeting. Now, I don't know if that's a meeting with the legislature. I know the public hearing, or the public meeting, is at the was it O'Shea's or, it's in Leeds.
At Inn at Leeds.
Yeah, Inn at Leeds, to discuss the project that they're going to do out there. But this was in the paper tonight. They want to schedule a 2020 meeting.
It's a last ditch effort.
Again, thank you for notifying us.
I have the resolution. So it was for election chargebacks, real property chargebacks, and erroneous assessments.
Okay. There we go.
And was it 36?
And it's 37,420,80.
Liz, it's supposed to go down.
I'm sorry.
37,420,80?
37,420,480.
If there's an erroneous assessment, you probably would have to talk to Audrey. Maybe there was an adjustment to one of the...
With a search period.
But that's a big number.
Could be.
Yeah. Tied to Walmart.
Yep.
Walmart. It could be Walmart. It could be
what you can't read that article?
It could be Walmart. It could be, an adjustment.
I tried today, but it won't let you. Because evaluation is the same thing. Yep.
Can you?
No.
We should have a login because we have a subscription.
Liz, can you?
I'm sorry about
the Daily Mail thing? Article?
Oh, no, I have paper.
Oh, anyway, it's this is what the county administrator said, that they're trying to get a meeting together for October 20th to iron out whether the county should go forward with doing the countywide ambulance service. And he said, well, the vote right now, I guess they're estimating it to be 7-7. Seven legislators for, seven legislators against, but it depends on the weighted vote. So you could have 7-7 and the resolution could still pass because of the weighted voting.
But what are they voting on? There's no plan.
Well, I don't know. And maybe it's right there. I don't know what they're voting on.
It's like,
I guess they want to know if they want to continue doing the study or continue to maybe hire somebody.
October 22nd.
But he was saying that it would increase the county budget by, was it $20 million or something like that?
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Yeah, so I think it said October 20th. So it's kind of hard for the town of Catskill supervisor to be, or the town board to be, at a public hearing on a highway project and also be at the meeting of supervisors. So I don't know if it meant that the meetings that you've been having in Cara with all the town supervisors, or it's just the county legislature.
Yeah, it doesn't say.
It doesn't say.
It says a workshop on a possible consolidation of EMS services is scheduled for October 22nd to discuss a future vote.
That's over 20th, right?
22nd.
Oh, 27th?
22nd.
Oh, so that's not the 20th.
No.
But obviously you haven't been notified. So.
Nope. So, this could just be the legislature. They might not be including the...
Well, the problem we're going to have is that, if you get a 7-7 vote, that's not good.
No, because R4 only counts one.
No, R4 count. R4 is weighted.
It's weighted. We have the higher population, so we'll have a higher weighted.
But it depends on how many other towns.
Right, but if he's counting 7-7, if four of the seven are Catskill,
then
That still means you only have enough.
No, we would do it pass.
It can pass.
Yeah,
because you can get the other towns add up to outweigh the seven. You know, if Athens votes for it, and let's say if Athens doesn't vote for it and Coxsackie doesn't vote for it, well, if you look at the number of votes that they have, it would be offset by, let's say, Hunter, Tannersville, Prattsville, Carroll has a higher weighted, Greenville has a higher weighted, so it just depends on how it weights out. It could be a small amount, but if it's the majority, then they would move forward. And I don't know what the plan is. Obviously, they haven't decided what the plan's going to be if it does pass. I mean, what are they going to do? Are they going to hire somebody to get it going? Are they going to decide to take over the fly cars? County fly. He was mentioning taking over the county fly car and bringing those employees into the county system and run the county fly car. Well, the county fly car is a not-for-profit.
No, the last meeting I was at, the county fly car system is staying as is. It's not going to be included.
Well,
so again, it brings to my question what I've been asking since the other town supervisors requested a vote on this is, what are we asking the legislator to vote on?
I don't know. I don't know either. But the problem you run into, as you all know, that side deals and side conversations happen. So they may know something that nobody else knows. They may have already talked to the fly car officers of the corporation, and maybe they've agreed to come into the county as part of the county operation. I don't know. That's a question you have to ask, at that time you have to ask them. But Grogan said that they were thinking of bringing them in as employees of the county. The county would run the fly car service.
In order for it to work, they would have to be incorporated in the new system. Because if not, we're down 50 employees.
And then they decided they're talking about buying four, county would run four ambulances or something, or buy four ambulances. How would they run four ambulances? They have no CON to be an ambulance service.
They could get it.
Oh, sure, they could. They would automatically be granted it. It's automatically granted. When we applied for our original CON, it went through the council. Boom, every municipality, it's a yes vote. It's a yes vote.
No, they can run it in conjunction with it.
But they'd have to, but they would have to, I don't know, they'd have to go to the EMS council, and they would have to get an approval from the EMS council.
Right.
But then what would four ambulances do, and they would be county people?
They would be in there to supplement the system, to backfill.
So maybe that's why we may bring in the EMS, the
right.
fly car.
Which that was something we talked about last October, and was shot down.
But if they have to buy four ambulances, I mean, you're talking about $100,000 an ambulance?
Oh, 75.
More than that. There's over a million dollars
in ambulances.
That's not including stretchers.
Where are they going to keep them? They don't have a facility.
Right. Again, what are we asking?
They're not forthcoming with information.
What are we asking them to vote on? How do they know the vote is split 7-7?
They know.
But what are they
voting on to split 7-7?
Well,
that's the big question.
I guess maybe the vote is to continue studying the situation. I don't know.
You were at the last meeting, weren't you?
I was caught up with the previous 18 months worth of meetings in one session.
Because we haven't gone anywhere.
Yeah.
And half the people that were there were upset because they spent a whole year and a half trying to figure this out, and they have not come to any resolution.
They're at square one still.
Because they're kicking the can around the room instead of...
Yeah.
Coxsackie just pissed.
Yeah.
A room test, but, something we'll look at for next year.
But anyway, that's something. And then they talked about... I don't know if you talked about it, or they talked about closing... Is it 23 that they want to close all the way up to the mountain? to the
Swickles Hill.
State DOT?
Swickles Hill's doing, or that's,
okay,
that's being
yeah,
done
that's
next year. Yep.
Close the whole road.
No, no, it's just
no.
The bridge where the bridge is. Closing 23A right by Swickles turn there. Where
the
bridge is.
Yeah, they're going to detour. I forgot exactly what.
Where
I think it's Old Kings. And then if you're coming down, they're going to send people down 32 to either
down
Old Quarter
Kings,
Skill.
All the way down
yeah.
Old Kings Road and then come back up 32?
Yeah. Or High Falls. Right, I mean, there,
or,
if you know the areas, you can go High Falls,
yeah,
Charleston.
Yeah,
I mean,
there is a turn there. When you get halfway down the hill where it all flooded out when we had that big flood. And
oh, I remember that road washed out.
I was supervisor at
yep,
the time.
That road was gone.
That road does take you
yeah.
to...
Yeah, that's High Falls.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's what they're talking about then.
Yeah.
That's
and,
what you were talking about.
And at the same time, they're doing the singing bridge up by the bridge approach. Up by us.
Which bridge is that? Oh, okay. The one over 23A.
Over the railroad track.
Or 23A.
23.
Yeah, it's the one over the railroad track.
That's going to cause a big...
Yep.
The one over the railroad track. They want to do that one too?
Yep.
So where are they going to go down...
They're
going to
make
385.
They're going to do that
with
half.
It should be one lane. They haven't put out the detours yet either. But that's scheduled to start. I believe it's late next summer. I think.
And then how are they going to do? And then they're going to do Leeds at the same time.
The sidewalk in Leeds. I don't think.
Is that all they're doing? They're putting in new lights, new sidewalk. That's just that one section to the bridge.
Storm I think.
Storm yeah.
from which where?
From what road? They said
Church.
No, it was a different road that said in the...
Green Lake? No,
Weissel.
Weissel Road
to
the bridge.
Weissel Road
to the bridge.
Weissel Road down.
Yeah,
Weissel Road to the bridge.
And they want
to
close it or just one lane?
That, they're just doing work on the shoulders.
Oh, they're not closing the road?
No. So if anything, it'll go down to one lane.
And they're going to put traffic, new lights in and everything?
Street lights, yeah.
Yeah, new street lights and new sidewalks.
Sidewalks, yeah.
But the county's paying for that, right?
That's a grant. That's a federal transportation grant, I think, is what it was.
Yeah, Bachmeyer and I secured that before he left office.
Yeah.
And then...
we've been working. Doreen was supervising.
And then Matt Lemire said that there's a meeting scheduled with the sheriff from, is it Schoharie County? To come in and talk about how the sheriff's department runs the ambulance service in Schoharie County. They're coming to the he's coming to the legislature to speak. I don't know how well that was received, but I guess they made arrangements because I guess he has a system similar to Albany County Sheriff's, that they actually run the ambulance service. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
But it's an interesting thing about that one in Albany. It's still subsidized by private services.
Yeah, but they, I don't know how they run their service. I don't know if you know. But he's supposed to come to the legislature. He wanted to schedule a meeting with the legislators for him to come down, for the sheriff to come down and speak to them about how they run their system before they do anything. So... I don't know where it is, but I just wanted to let you know that's what occurred last night at the committee meeting.
Thank you for all these updates.
Left us with a lot of questions.
Well, I didn't want you guys to be...
No, we appreciate
you. You know how I feel about the ambulance service.
Yeah. I mean, we've been upfront with it, and we're all in agreement that our two main priorities are the taxpayers, obviously, and our employees.
Well, my main concern is control. Who's better off operating a system for their individuals, and towns are better off? Because if you go to the county, you have factions, you have Mountaintop, you have this one, you have that one. And to operate a system that may go all over, you're going to have people coming back and forth, where town boards are strictly related to their town.
Yep.
They're concerned about their town, they're concerned about their people, and they're going to make decisions that are best for their town.
Right.
And when you have EMS systems, you don't want people trying to figure out, well, should I be on the mountaintop, or should I be in the valley, or how many trucks are here, and all that other stuff. Who hires, who gets hired? administratively what happens.
Right.
And then you lose, each town now loses control of a vital service that they offer.
And 18 months into this, those are still questions that we don't have answers for.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like a sheriff's, not a sheriff, but a town police force. You know, do you want a town police force or you don't? And usually the supervisors and town boards said, I want a town police force because I want to be able to operate and control
yep.
and supervise the services my town people get. And I can do that better through a town board than I can through a whole countywide.
Right.
And you know better. You know better than I.
You got a great service now, and I'm not looking to lose that. So it's
just a matter of...
But on the flip side of things, and not to keep on talking about this topic, but it's very important, if they do put this to a vote, and if it passes, then we have a hard decision to make. Do we stay on our own and still have Catskill Ambulance, knowing we are still going to pay for this new formed county entity through our county taxes?
Which we pay for now.
No.
But it's this new... I believe it was $700,000 more than what we're paying now. So it's about $3 million is what the town residences would be paying in their county taxes for this. So if it passes and we as a board decide to stay with our own ambulance, now we're paying about $5 million for ambulance service. It's just something we're going to have to think about.
I mean, all's going to come down to, and I've said this from the beginning, it has to be as good as or better than the service we provide now.
Yeah.
And you know,
but if it passes, we don't
have to. You have to negotiate. You have to negotiate.
Well, we do because there's just a
somehow an arrangement that certain priorities for the town of Catskill, in any town, could
any
be
town.
Athens.
We have all the nurse. No, but we have all the nursing homes.
No, but I mean, if you're going to negotiate and have a countywide, you've got to make sure that
everybody's
the
got
services
coverage.
That you do have now, you get again, because you know what's going to happen. If the service goes south, who's going to get calls? Town board.
Oh yeah.
Not the county legislators. That you know, there are only four people among 14, and people aren't going to listen to that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's the news. That's the only news I have.
Yep. Something like this, I don't mind that it's taking this long to come up with a plan, because it should. I mean, we're talking a huge, the development of possibly the biggest county organization.
Oh,
and
the other thing that I'm aware of, that you should be aware of, or maybe you are aware of, is the SECO building next over here.
SECO.
It used to be the SECO. What was it? This the SECO grocery store, which is now county records.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to move out of there.
Yeah.
And they're going to sell that. And my understanding is they're going to buy Lee's Athens Fire Company.
Well, Lee's is not in Catskill. Because we can't afford for the county to keep in coming to the town of Catskill and buying up land and taking it off the taxes.
But if you thought about it, why would I be buying a building that's not suitable for record management? It's an old firehouse.
Hey.
And if you're going to have a modernized record management system, you think you would build a brand new building with all the equipment that you need to do that. And then the other one is that the highway building up here on the bypass, they're moving out of there because
that's
falling apart.
Right, well, the state, they're leasing it from the state.
And then the other one was
Marshall Sterling.
Marshall Sterling, and the agreement with Marshall Sterling is that Marshall Sterling sign that says Marshall Sterling, there's going to be a new sign that says Marshall Sterling, column 8. It's in the deed. Marshall Sterling had them put in their deed that a Marshall Sterling sign will stay there to direct people to column 8.
No, it's a county.
It's a private
site. Where the county, where the sign is now.
Yep.
that's going to say probably county building or whatever it is.
Right.
But somewhere in that stretch of property, Marshall Sterling made the county agree that they would put a sign up there, or maybe Marshall Sterling would put a sign up there that says Marshall Sterling Insurance and the address for Colony. So it's going to sit there.
So did they not buy the property from...
They bought the property, but that was one of the caveats that Marshall Sterling wanted. And they already bought it. It's all you're going through. So when people drive to the thruway, they're going to see a Marshall Sterling sign, and they're going to wonder, should I pull in? Because they said they already had five or six people pull into the building looking for Marshall Sterling.
Interesting.
Marshall Sterling sign is gone now. It's blank.
Okay.
I was there today. But that's another little thing that you should know about. And then the IDA, the IDA right now, I don't know where they're going with your hotel, but right now the IDA has over $3 million in their fund balance. So I don't know what the IDA gets, paid for doing certain things. So I don't know what the IDA is up to anymore. And that I found out because I'm researching the county budget and the 12/31/24 audited financial statement. They show the balance sheet of the IDA, and in there is a $3 million. And the county has $102 million in their fund balance right now. $55 million in the general fund, about $45 million in the capital fund, and most of that is for the building out of Caro, for the mental health building. Highway has 3 or 4, and machinery has, 5, and some others have more. But they all have over $102 million in fund balance.
And that's as of the end of
12/31/24.
So, on top of they're already 5%.
Right now, projected they're going to be $3 or $4 million ahead of what they projected for sales tax, and it looks like they'll probably be under budget in their own budget, so there'll be another split between the two. So I'll be at the budget hearing.
That's at the end.
I'll be asking that every town tax rate be zero, but they don't want to hear that. So anyway, that's the news I have.
Yeah.
So I won't be at the next 5 meetings on this one.
We have another one tomorrow, so save some for tomorrow night.
No.
Where's Ozzy? We're going to bring Ozzy.
Oh, Ozzy told me that he just doesn't understand the process. So instead of coming and barking through the section, he's going to stay home. Anyway, that's all.
Yeah. All right. Anything else?
Motion
to adjourn. Nope. I need a motion to go into executive session to discuss a personal matter. No action will be taken afterwards.
Motion.
Motion by Jared, second by JR. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, Joe.
Okay.
See you tomorrow night.
No. You won't see me tomorrow. I'm playing golf.
In the dark?
Yeah, they're going to.
Those glow in the dark balls?
Yeah, we're going to put lights on them.